North Korea's nuclear weapons program is still small and limited, and it's not capable of getting too much bigger in the next few years. That's the conclusion of a group of American experts who spent several days in North Korea earlier this month. The group included a former CIA analyst, a former State Department special envoy, and a U.S. expert on nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The American group was briefed in Pyongyang and by Chinese nuclear specialists in Beijing on the nuclear test the North Koreans carried out on October 9th. According to both the North Koreans and the Chinese, North Korea fashioned a 4-kiloton plutonium bomb for its first nuclear explosion. Historically, this is smaller than initial tests by other nuclear states. The North Koreans say they were worried they could not contain the massive release of radioactivity from a larger explosion at their underground test site. In any case, the actual yield was less than a kiloton, leading many experts in the U.S. to conclude the North Korean test had been a failure. Siegfried Hecker, former director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, put this view to the North Koreans.
When we questioned the fact to say that, look, there were reports that the yield was rather small, that perhaps it was a failure, only a partial success, they in essence said, we don't care what you think, as far as we're concerned, it was a success.
Although the North Korean account differs in some detail from the picture of the bomb that has emerged from analysts outside North Korea, Hecker says he found the North Korean version plausible. There have been suggestions from the U.S. intelligence community that a second test could come soon, but Hecker says he got no sense that North Korea is planning another nuclear test. Hecker, who also visited North Korea's nuclear complex 3 years ago, said the group had the opportunity to question North Korean experts about their ongoing plutonium production program. The picture that emerged was of a program largely crippled, with two nuclear reactors, mothballed in 1994, still inoperable. These would be capable of expanding North Korea's plutonium production tenfold or more. Hecker says the North Koreans are only capable of producing enough plutonium for a single bomb each year.
Their plutonium production is at a steady but low level, including some potential difficulties even with the current reactor, and they do not have the capacity to increase that for some time to come.
Hecker estimates that North Korea has so far produced enough plutonium for 6 to 8 small weapons. Because the North Koreans tested a small bomb, some experts worry that it might have been designed to be placed on a missile. But Hecker says he does not believe the North Koreans have reached that point.
They're still nowhere close to being able to actually field a missile-capable device.
The American group got the impression that the nuclear test had given the North Korean leadership renewed confidence. John Lewis of Stanford University has been visiting North Korea for 20 years, and he says the North Koreans are now looking to implement reforms they were reluctant to pursue earlier.
They say in an interesting way that because of the test, because they are now more confident, they have more certainty that they're going to survive, they're more able to pursue the opening up of the markets and the economic management reform.
Lewis says the economy of Pyongyang, the group visited only the capital, appeared far more robust than in his previous visits, including the advent of a dozen real markets with little or no price controls.
The economic reforms are clearly moving forward. They've talked a lot about it. There's an extraordinary discussion of making profits. And we had visited one of the biggest markets, the so-called Tungil Street Market, this huge market. In that market, every day, there are 20-some percent of the entire families going to that one market every day, up to 150,000 people a day going to that market.
The American group questioned North Korean leaders about their willingness now to revive the so-called six-party talks involving the U.S., China, Japan, South Korea, and Russia. The North Koreans claim the U.S. agreed to lift financial sanctions put in place a year ago. The U.S. put pressure on a Chinese bank in Macau, the Banco Delta Asia, where the leaders of North Korea carried out key foreign currency transactions. The ripple effect from this pressure has made it difficult for North Korea to operate in the global financial system, says John Lewis.
The North Koreans say they expect the financial sanctions to be dealt with promptly and primarily by the Chinese, since, quote, it's their bank, unquote. And then when those sanctions are lifted on the bank in Macau, then they will proceed with their denuclearization and normalization negotiations.
This differs sharply from the stated position of the U.S., that those financial sanctions will only be lifted over time as the North Koreans implement the process of ending their nuclear weapons program, which is the goal of the six-party talks. The gap is very wide and causing great concern among the Chinese leadership that when the six-party talks resume, they could collapse again quickly. Those talks are expected to take place in early December in Beijing. Mike Schuster, NPR News.